There are two insurance-related stories in today's papers. The Irish Independent reports on that story you heard in the bulletin that motor insurers made €730 million in the past 5 years. The paper says the industry is now benefiting from recent government reforms. And over the page, the Independent tells us that an insurance consultant has secured a write-off for his debt in the High Court. The debt is almost €1 million, but the creditors will receive from the consultant €891. Still on money, the Irish Times reports that the Catholic Archdiocese of Dublin has experienced a drop in income from almost €7.5 million in 2020 to last year receiving just over €5 million. And this is because of the impact of the pandemic on church collections. Fergus Finlay is writing about religion in his column in the Irish Examiner, specifically religious orders and the child abuse scandals recently revealed on RTE Radio. Finlay says that if there was any real honour or meaning to the PR apologies of the religious orders, they'd be winding up their affairs and handing over their assets to the state. On the same topic, Fintan O'Toole in the Irish Times is writing about the state and Blackrock College. He notes that Archbishop John Charles McQuaid taught there, as did President Eamon de Valera. They formed an alliance, according to O'Toole, and de Valera used his influence with the Vatican to have McQuaid appointed Archbishop, from which position McQuaid enabled paedophiles, including sending one to Fintan O'Toole's own childhood parish. Below that column in the Irish Times, Martin Turner's cartoon offers a wry take on a couple of other running stories. It shows a man outside Twitter headquarters with blue feathers falling from the Birdie logo. A group from the Department of Agriculture is approaching him saying, "We've had reports you might have bird flu." And the Irish Daily Mirror is writing about the impact on the Christmas dinner of the bird flu crisis. The headline there is, "Roast assured, there will be Xmas turkey." And so to the front pages of today's papers. Every one of them has a photo of the late Vicky Phelan. Some smiling, some serious, and the large black and white one on the front page of the Irish Examiner showing her looking serene. The Examiner has devoted its whole front page to her with an editorial headlined by the words, "Thank you, Vicky." The Irish Independent front page is also given over to Vicky Phelan with a large photo of her smiling with the sun shining from behind through her blonde hair. The headline reads, "I don't want apologies or tributes, I want change." Inside each of the papers are several pages covering the campaigner's death with photos and articles of tribute and analysis. The headline over Brenda Power's column in the Irish Daily Mail reads, "The best tribute to Vicky, ensuring this never happens again." The Irish Times reports that the campaigner's death puts pressure on the government. It tried to avoid women having to go through the courts by setting up a tribunal, but the talks with victims on how it was to be run have collapsed. Inside the Irish Daily Star is a list of Vicky Phelan's quotes while campaigning. One of them reads, "I don't want your accolades or broken promises. I don't want your aide-de-camp at my funeral."